Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. On a day when the government and Reserve Bank of India pulled out all the stops to attract foreign capital and stabilize the rupee, Money Control reporters focused on fleshing out all the nuanced details and what they mean for investors. First, on the government ordinance exempting foreign investors from taxes on government securities, check out this Money Control report on how this streamlines the tax framework for eligible foreign investors. Second, on the central bank's six-point package to boost foreign inflows, read this Money Control piece on why RBI is picking up banks' hedging bills to attract NRI deposits. Read this in tandem with Archishma Iyer's piece on how measures such as FCNRB deposits and PSU swap facilities could bring in as much as $45 billion. The measures helped lift the rupee back towards 94 per dollar. For a note of caution, check out Zoya Springwala's take on why, despite the RBI's move, it may take some time for inflows to expand. For a big picture view on why the Nifty remained flat despite the government's policy blitz, read N. Mahalakshmi's sharp analysis. Also check out this piece by Susan Hajra, Chief Economist and Executive Director at Anand Rathi Group, on why protecting India's external account is becoming the central challenge for monetary policy. Essentially, on a big day for economic policy making, RBI's Monetary Policy Committee pressed pause on interest rates while acknowledging that the economic backdrop has become far more challenging. Our reportage brings you more details on the RBI MPC's decision to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. With oil prices hostage to the Iran war, Malvika Sundaresan reports that the central bank cut its FY27 growth forecast to 6.6% and raised its inflation outlook to 5.1%. At a broader level, Hamsini Karthik argues that Governor Sanjay Malhotra's cautious tone may ultimately reassure markets, reflecting a central bank that is factoring in major risks rather than betting on an overly optimistic scenario. India's economy continues to show resilience. Priyansh Verma reports that GDP growth came in at 7.7% in FY26, while the economy expanded 7.8% in the March quarter, slightly slower than the 8% in the preceding quarter. Drawing on conversations with economists, Shweta Punj notes that the robust GDP growth reinforces India's long-term appeal, though oil prices and a weak monsoon remain risks. Gaurav Choudhury argues that the GDP growth underscores the resilience of household spending, but warns that higher oil prices triggered by the West Asia conflict and the threat of an El Niño hit monsoon could test consumer demand. Reflecting that uncertainty, Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageswaran said the Finance Ministry would rely on the RBI's FY27 growth and inflation forecasts rather than issue its own projections. Tata Trust's refuted allegations surrounding a 1989 share transfer by the Niyazbhai Ratan Tata Trust to the late Naval H. Tata. The litigation was filed by Suresh Tulsiram Patilkede, who has previously filed multiple cases against Tata Trusts. The trust said they would pursue appropriate legal remedies to protect their goodwill and reputation. The government's earlier decision to raise import duties on gold is affecting gold investment schemes, with gold exchange-traded funds recording their first net outflow in 12 months in May. Earlier today, Zoya Springwala and Anisha Kumar first broke the news that Nippon India Mutual Fund introduced temporary restrictions on investments in its gold-focused schemes after HDFC AMC and ICICI Prudential MF. Then they reported that Kotak and Aditya Birla Sun Life are also expected to join in on the restrictions. Deepan Pradhan explains why SIPs into these schemes will remain unaffected and what the near-term implications of such a move are. So why are so many gold ETFs shutting their doors? N. Mahalakshmi and Anisha write that India's leading mutual fund players moved to curb large lump-sum investments into gold ETFs following discussions with market regulator SEBI. the Forum for IT Employees reached out to the Maharashtra Chief Minister and other ministers on Thursday, seeking immediate intervention and the establishment of a special investigation team, SIT, to probe large-scale fresher job scams in the city, reports Debangana Ghosh. The woes keep piling on for beer maker Bira. Glassmaker Hindustan National Glass and Industries has warned B9 Beverages, the parent company of Bira 91 Craft Beer, that it would be referred to an insolvency court if the company fails to clear dues. Akshara Srivastav writes that Bira 91 has sought additional time to complete the recapitalization process. AI startup Emergent is close to raising $200 million from a clutch of investors, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra Srikanth. Kregis, Ranjan Pai's Claypond, and Amazon will be investing. Existing investors, including Khosla Ventures, Lightspeed, SoftBank, Prosus, and Together Fund, are also expected to participate in the round, largely on a pro rata basis. And finally, the market regulator wants mutual funds to play a more active role in corporate governance. Brajesh Kumar reports that SEBI is preparing a consultation paper on a common stewardship platform that would allow funds to engage jointly with listed companies on governance and shareholder-related concerns. If implemented, the proposal could mark a significant shift in how institutional investors exercise their influence in corporate India. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.